So we also have Don, who's been waiting patiently on line two. Don, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. We have I'm retired, and we have most of our money in banks, and some of the banks now are offering 5% interest rate. And is that a safe investment, or and is a bank does it have a fiduciary responsibility?
Well, they do have a fiduciary responsibility to you to, and they also are FDIC insured. So as long as you have less than $100,000, or if you have a trust, it gets a little more complicated than that. But let's just use the $100,000. As long as you and your family have $100,000 or less in any one particular bank, that bank, those deposits are insured by the FDIC, so you'll get your money back. So what happened with IndyMac Bank, for example, not too long ago, is they went belly up, and there was a run on them, and they had to come up with a lot of cash. And there was issues with people who had more than $100,000 invested in CDs in those banks. And those people are not going to necessarily get all of their money back because IndyMac went broke. So I recommend that you kind of spread it around. The nice thing about 5% CDs, at least on the introductory level, is that they are 5% even money markets, if it's an introductory thing, is they are safe. It is a rate of return, which is a lot better than you can get in the markets. Frankly, I think it's barely above inflation. And so, your timetable, Don, I don't know how long you're planning on living, but I would imagine it's more than a couple of years. So the timetable for at least some of those assets is longer than just a year or two. So you should expose yourself, at least in my opinion, maybe expose yourself to some risk and some equities and some bond investments that might generate a slightly higher rate of return. So realistically, a 7 or 8% portfolio increase would be something that you might target. But if you're drawing at a 5% rate and you're making 5%, then you can go along at that rate for a fairly long period of time. But you have to understand that you're not doing anything to really beat inflation. Did that answer your question?
It helps quite a bit. But the banks claim we could, between me and my wife, we could, and two sons, we could put $500,000 in one bank account at 5% interest rate.
And that's great as long as the bank stays solvent and doesn't go belly up on you.
Well, that's a concern.
it is a concern, and actually that kind of will lead into the article, which is from the Wall Street Journal. My sense of it is I'm not real big on the U.S. banks right now. I still think that there's some issues that have to be ironed out. There's been rumors floating around about some other of the bigger bank names, and I'm not going to mention them because I certainly don't want to continue the rumor, but there are some concerns about some of the bigger banks that have exposure. They have some exposure to the CMOs left over from the commoditized mortgage obligations. They also have exposure because they've been taking losses. And so all these things are serious issues. One thing I like about Rabobank is it's actually not a U.S. bank. They bought a U.S. bank. They bought Midstate Bank here in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties, but Rabobank is a foreign bank. So that I like foreign banks for a lot of reasons right now because they operate on a slightly different business model and they are not quite so exposed to some of those risks. And so you have to keep that in the back of your mind. FDIC insurance is only going to get you so far. And if you have a well-balanced portfolio, then you're only exposed 10 or 15% to cash and cash type instruments, in which case you could be doing better because you're going to have some equities, you're going to have some bonds. And if one thing blows up on you, you're only losing 10% of your total portfolio, whereas everything's in a bank, and that bank goes, everything you have goes with it.